Well, the federal government says this week's budget delivers significant investments and critical reforms to health and aged care. But new figures this week reveal the scale of so-called bed blocks, with some 3,300 aged care patients left stranded in public hospitals. After 7:30, you'll be hearing from the Health Minister. But first, Professor Julian Raitt is an ophthalmologist and Vice President of the Australian Medical Association and joins me now. Julian, welcome back to Breakfast.
Oh, good morning, Sally.
Your association said on the eve of the budget that Australia's health system can't be taken for granted and simply watch cracks in its foundations widen. Are you happy with the budget? Is what you're looking for there?
Well, it's really a combination of good and bad things, I suppose. We're obviously very much appreciative of the additional public hospital funding that's been delivered in this budget. There's about $25 billion extra under the National Health Reform Agreement. That's really a welcome response to our long-standing Clear the Hospital Logjam campaign. But our modelling would suggest that perhaps an extra $9, $10 billion would really be necessary to really improve performance of public hospitals and make sure that we can clear a lot of the waiting times, particularly in our emergency departments and for those that are awaiting scheduled surgeries. So I think that the governments, I suppose, can be given solid marks for trying to address the situation, but we think they could do some more. And you mentioned, of course, too, that they're trying to improve aged care beds and facilitate people being transitioned into the disability service sector as well more quickly. And we hope that those additional reforms there will actually help further clear the logjam that we're seeing in our hospital system. I think the other thing that we're really pleased about, though, is that there's been some attention into general practice. There's been an additional $120 million to fund three-year-old health assessments by GPs. And we think, just in the context of the NDIS concerns, that we think trying to detect developmental delays and provide additional support to young children is really an important initiative, and we do welcome that. And also, I think that as someone who's involved in medical research, I was pleased to see that there's an extra $500 million going to be delivered from the Medical Research Future Fund too. So I think that there certainly are some positive things in this budget, but equally the aged care issue is yet to be addressed, and it seems as though they wish to address that by also cutting back on the private health insurance rebate to fund some of those initiatives.
Figures obtained by the ABC show that the bed block has surged by 35% in less than a year. What's the AMA's sense of the scale of the problem?
Yes, well, I think it's something like 3,000 or 4,000 people are waiting in our hospitals just to be placed in a aged care facility. So, it really is causing quite a degree of concern. Obviously, I think our hospital system was really knocked around very seriously by COVID. That there was a lot of obviously delays now that were baked into the system, and people have emerged from the COVID-19 pandemic, I think, sicker because they neglected care through that period. And that means that the burden in our hospitals has increased in terms of the complexity of things that people have, and also the need for interventions. So that's further complicated our hospital system and made it much more difficult to get things done. And clearly, if we could find more beds somehow, either by funding more beds or alternatively improving the transition to aged care, I think we'd be in a much better place to care for our people.
Professor Julian Raitt is a Vice President of the Australian Medical Association.